This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Another sure sign that EAA is just around the corner. The special 70th anniversary Air Venture beer is now starting to appear on grocery store shelves. The seven-can collection features everything from the Warbirds to the afternoon and evening air shows. The brew is a joint project with the Stone Arch Brew Pub. The annual Air Venture starts just 18 days from today, July 24th. Thanks to donations, the city and the Oshkosh Community Foundation have now planted 245 trees in terraces across the city. The trees replace those that were lost to emerald ash borer. The Taking Root 2 campaign hopes to bring in even more money for more trees in the future. An alley off Algoma Boulevard will become a gathering place thanks to a state grant and local donations. The alley near Carrot and Kale will be used for pop-up art exhibits, musical performances, and much more. Art in the Alley will be the first event. It's planned for the weekend. Page 2, the Oshkosh Grand has announced their 2023-2024 season. The Four Phantoms return in March of 2024. PBS is scheduled to record that show for a nationwide telecast in June. Also returning to the Grand is Mallory Lewis and Lamb Chop to start the season in August. UW Oshkosh's new provost is on the job. Ed Martini started his job yesterday. Martini will oversee UW Oshkosh's colleges, faculty, instructional staff, and educational programs. Life Fest is back again this weekend at the Sunnyview Expo Center. It starts today and celebrates its 25th party with a purpose. The Payne's annual fair on the green is Sunday the 9th. More than 100 artists will be showcasing their creations. The gardens are also free that day. No Water Fest tonight. It returns next Thursday night with the music of Pablo Cruz. Turning to sports, former Oshkosh North football coach Steve Jorgensen has been selected for the Wisconsin Football Coaches Hall of Fame. Jorgensen led the Spartans to a state championship many years ago and then had great success with both Kimberly and Fond du Lac high schools. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. I'm Bob Brunell. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.